Hello?
Yes.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Metro Research. And we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and schools in your area. Okay, how many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
I have at least 10 kids.
That go to school?
Yeah.
Okay. 10, right?
Yes, 10.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes for the survey, what is your age?
I'm 40.
40? Okay. And how would you describe your gender?
Female.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe your race?
White.
Okay, good. Thank you. All right, and what grades are your children currently in?
My youngest, well, school age. So I have two in kindergarten,
okay,
which the twins that had got triplets in first grade.
First, okay.
And then
kindergarten.
I have, yes, and then I have those twins, the triplets, then I have one that's in third grade.
All right.
And two that are in fifth grade.
Fifth?
And, yes. And the oldest one is 15. He's in high school. And the other one is 17, and he's in sixth grade.
Okay, so the one in high school, is he like 9th, 10th, or 11th?
11th.
Okay. All right.
That's the oldest. And then the other one is in 10th.
10th. All right. All right, ma'am. And which of the following best describes the school where your children are enrolled this year? A public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial
public
or
school.
A Catholic public school. Okay. All right, ma'am, and you mentioned you had a child in kindergarten. The following several questions will be about the child's, you know, in school, okay, in kindergarten. Which of the following may describe the school where your kindergarten child is enrolled this year? A public school run by the school district? That one. All right. And when it comes to your kindergarten child's progress in reading this school year, would you say you're very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Not at all concerned. Okay, and to the best of your knowledge, is your kindergarten child reading at the level expected for students, you know, in their age group? Yes or no?
Yes, he is. They are.
Yes. Okay. And has your kindergarten child's pediatrician ever discussed with you how you can support your child's reading development at home, yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and what information do you use to understand your kindergarten child's progress in reading and writing? Would that be literacy screeners, like such as the Ready, Early Bird, the Ball Star? Or conversation with your child, information from your child's teacher, English language arts, you know, MCAS, grades or report cards, parents-teachers conference, or maybe other?
Conversation with my child and with his teacher.
Okay, and parent-teacher conference, right?
Yes.
Okay. And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Okay, I have received feedback about my kindergarten child's reading progress this year from their school. Would you say you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
I'm so sorry. Oh my gosh. It's kind of a bad time right now to talk. I'm trying to put down my niece to sleep at this moment.
Okay, ma'am. This survey is very short, and we almost, you know, halfway through it.
Okay.
Okay, so would that be? I can go real fast if you want me to. I mean, that way, we can finish real quick. I strongly agree with that statement. Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. All right, ma'am, does your kindergarten child school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading? First one would be resources to use at home, you know, to help practice reading. A specific diagnosis to help you understand what your child's reading challenges are. A small group instruction, access to an outside specialist, or one-on-one instruction from a specialist. You can select all that apply.
Resources that they provide to me.
Resources, okay.
Yeah.
And what else? What about a specific diagnosis to help you understand what your child's reading challenges are? A small group instruction, access to an outside specialist, or one-on-one instruction?
One-on-one instructions.
Okay. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, and have you ever looked for, you know, help outside of the school to support your kindergarten child's reading progress? Would that be yes or no? Okay, no?
No.
All right, ma'am, when your kindergarten child's reading at home and they come across an unfamiliar word, you know, which of the following best reflects their approach? They sound out of letters in the word and try and say them together to make a word, okay? Or they try to guess, you know, the word based on the context, you know, clues such as the pictures or other words in the sentence, or neither of these approaches?
Neither of those approaches.
Okay. And how effective do you think your child's school has been so far at teaching your kindergarten child to read? Very effective, somewhat, not too effective, or not at all effective?
Somewhat effective.
Somewhat
normally
effective.
The boys been reading before they even enter into kindergarten, so I've had that situated because of his older brothers and sisters helping them.
Okay. And do you know what curriculum is used to, use in your kindergarten child school for reading or English language art classes? By curriculum, we mean the type of instructional materials, methods, and classes, you know, the school uses to teach
no
a specific subject. Would that be yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. And, thinking about the tools and methods teachers use, you know, in the classroom, you know, to help kids learn how to read, how familiar are you with each of the following? Sound it out. Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not all familiar?
Very familiar.
Okay, what about reading this recovery?
Very familiar.
Guessing from text context?
Somewhat.
Somewhat familiar. Okay, what about three cueing or cueing? Three cueing or cueing?
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, so no, right now, not familiar with that. Not too familiar.
No.
Not at all familiar. Okay. What about whole language?
Whole language?
Whole language.
Not
that familiar or not too familiar? Not at all familiar.
Not too familiar, yeah.
Okay, what about sight word list or flashcards?
They are familiar with flashcards.
Okay. Phonics?
Yes.
Very or just somewhat familiar?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. What about textbooks by Fountas or Pinnell?
That varies. So somewhat familiar, I guess.
Somewhat familiar. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, and from what you know, what do you think research has shown, is, you know, the best, most effective way to teach kids how to read? Cueing, guessing words from context and sentences structure, phonics sounding or, you know, sounding out of words, or a combination of both?
A combination of both, but mostly phonics sounding.
Okay. So phonics, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Research has found that cueing, which is, you know, asking children to guess words from context, and sentence structure does not effectively support reading progress. However, cueing is still a strategy used in many Massachusetts schools. Knowing this, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about the use of cueing in some schools?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Okay, and how much have you heard or read recently about, you know, students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level in reading tests? A great deal, a fair amount, just a little, or nothing at all?
No, fair amount. I know about that.
A fair amount. Okay, ma'am, and you mentioned you have heard or read about students falling behind on reading. What have you heard? Can you tell me just in a few words, what have you heard?
That majority of the kids who are low poverty or majority of the kids who were out for COVID, they took a big setback on developing their reading. It's been a struggle trying to get kids back on track with their age appropriate reading level. I know this because of my oldest son. Well, not my oldest, but my fifth grade kids, that they're having issue with that.
Okay. So because the one, you know, they were out from COVID, so they've been having issues with reading, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then again, at home, we've just been trying our best to catch up, but still it's hard.
Okay. With reading. All right. Okay, ma'am, and as you may know, more than half of the students in Massachusetts are not reading at expected levels by third grade. Knowing this, would you say that you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about students' overall reading levels in Massachusetts?
Concerned.
Would that be very or just somewhat concerned?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. All right, ma'am, to the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based, you know, reading curriculum, that is, curriculum that has proven to work in teaching students how to read or not? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, and do you think schools should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, which means curriculum materials that are proven to work in teaching students how to read or not? Would that be definitely yes, probably yes, probably no, or definitely no?
I'm so sorry. I have to actually hang up. I have to put my niece down at this point. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Have a good night.
Oh, my God. We're almost done, ma'am.